Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and the survey is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And do you think of yourself as male, female, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, not exclusively male nor female? Excuse me, who is that?
Male.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1984.
Thank you very much. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic and Caucasian. Is this the same interview that a few days ago a woman called me? Is this the same interview?
Well, this is a very short survey. I'm not sure if that's the same. If you want to, we can continue and we can find out if it's the same.
Okay.
Now, just a question. Are you Hispanic, Latino, and is that Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican,
Mexican.
Or another? Thank you. And you said that you were white?
No, I said Mexican and Caucasian.
And Caucasian. Thank you very much. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? Is it 12th grade or below? Yes. Excuse me, what was that?
Bachelor of Science.
Oh, bachelor's. Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that it's just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
10.
Thank you very much. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I can't really tell because I'm not a person to ask, but I guess somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one on the list we have is the Republican Party.
Warm.
Thank you. Then we have J.D. Vance.
I don't know him. Medium.
And on a scale from 0 to 10?
Let's say 4.
Thank you. Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Warm.
Excuse me, how much?
6.
6, thank you. Then we have the Democratic Party.
Warm.
Then we have Kamala Harris.
Warm.
Congressman Ruben Gallego.
I don't know him, let's say 4.
Oh, so you have never heard of him?
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
5.
And Joe Biden.
Warm.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party?
I'd say Kamala Harris.
Thank you very much. And we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Thank you very much. Now, which statement of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
It'll impact me a lot.
It impacts you a lot. So is that statement A?
Or yeah, statement A.
A. And would that be somewhat more statement A or much more statement A?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system do not work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Our government is doing well and affecting change.
So which one is, how should I record your answer?
A, the first one.
The first one, thank you. And just to confirm, is our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Was that correct?
No, I meant to say that I think it is.
Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. That one?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, thank you. Now, and in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future?
Sorry, what?
Your own future. Do you feel negative or positive?
Positive.
About your... Thank you. Then we have the country, the future of the country.
Positive.
And the future of the planet?
Positive.
Thank you. Now, from your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you? Or has it been about the same?
Been about the same.
About the same. Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. We have, I don't have time to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't like any of the candidates because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't know enough about the candidates. It is too difficult for me to vote, or because voting doesn't change things that matter to me.
I think they do change.
Or none of the above. It's another option. So which ones would you select if you had to choose?
What was the first one?
I don't have time to vote.
No, I believe I have time to vote, and I believe it affects the country.
And so how should I record your answer?
I believe that my vote counts.
Okay, so none of the above, or would you like to, would you like the list again?
Yeah.
Okay, the list was, I don't have time to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't like any of the candidates because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't know enough about the candidates. It is too difficult for me to vote, or because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, or none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. Now, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Racist politicians, Democrats, Republicans, or all politicians, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. And now we have a list of potential threats to democracy in America. Please, after each one, indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is a near certainty to happen, 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the threat it will certainly not happen. The first one we have is sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
Will not happen.
And on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the threat will certainly not happen, and 10, the threat is a near certainty to happen?
1.
Thank you. Then we have creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday life.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Yes, creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday life.
Will not happen. 0.
Thank you. Then we have preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
I don't know what you mean by that question.
Mm-hmm. Do you need it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
2.
Thank you. Then we have increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Will not happen. 0.
Then we have having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
No, I don't believe that. That's a 0.
Mm-hmm. And then we have restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
No, 0.
Thank you. Then we have arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
That will not happen. 0.
Thank you. Then we have allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
Three.
Thank you. And the last one for this section, we have giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
1.
Thank you very much. Now, for something different now. And, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're nearing the last section of the survey. Now, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? And do you think it's a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
A small problem.
Thank you. And have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Now, here's a list of statements about values that some people might have. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Whereas 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means that you strongly agree with the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families.
Six.
Thank you. We all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all.
One.
Most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families.
Zero.
And every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future of our families, community, and country.
Zero.
Thank you very much. Now, before we finish, here's a list of actions that some people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. We have donating to political campaigns or organizations, signing petitions, talking to friends and family about politics, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, boycotting a company, engaging in direct action like attending sittings or occupying buildings, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, marching in a protest, volunteering in a local organization in my community, or none of the above?
All the above.
All of the above. And if you had to choose two of them, what would be the issues what do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care most about?
Writing a note to a politician.
Calling, writing, and emailing local politicians. And do you have another one?
Voting.
Voting. And will that be for voting in state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor, or voting in federal elections, such as for president or U.S. Congress? We have them separate.
Voting for local politicians.
Local politicians, thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, one last time, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive change on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
10.
Thank you. And one last time, if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
The Democratic Party.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And have you ever been a member of a union?
Not that I know of.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
Sorry, what?
Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
I rent and live with a family.
Oh, we do have them in different ones. How should I record your answer? As rent or live with friend or family member?
Oh, you said, I thought you said rent. You said friends?
Yes.
Oh, I mean live with family member.
And live with family member. Thank you. And were you born in the United States or in another country?
I was born in the U.S.
And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
And were both of them born in another country or just one of them?
Just one of them.
Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I wasn't able to vote.
Okay, thank you. And was that because you were too young, not registered, or simply did not vote?
I simply did not vote. I missed it.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following... Yes?
Maybe I did vote, but I don't remember it.
Oh, okay. So, how should I record your answer here? Not eligible or did not vote?
Did not vote.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, or student?
Disabled, but not permanently.
Okay, let me... Thank you very much. Just let me... And to finish, in last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can stop me whenever I get to your range. Was it less than 24,000, 25,000 to 34,000, 35,000 to 44,000, 45,000 to 54,000, 55,000 to 64,000? 65,000 to 74,000, 75,000 to 84,000, 85,000 to 99,000, 100,000 to 124,000, 125,000 to 149,000, 150,000 to 174,000, 175,000 to 199,000, 200,000 to 224,000, 225,000 to 249,000, 250,000 to 399,000, or 400,000 or more?
Below 25,000.
Less than 25,000 or 25 to 34?
Less than 25,000.
Okay. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Can you, excuse me?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Can you tell what company you're with? And-